Mormon crickets are invading again this year. We're currently seeing a major increase in the population of them in Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and in Nevada. There's certainly a problem for farmers, and they've destroyed countless crops. But ranchers have a problem with the crickets, too. Owyhee County rancher Elias Jaka recently spoke to the Idaho Statesman about trying to keep the swarm of Mormon crickets from overrunning their land and creating a nuisance for their livestock.
We're trying to kill them before they kill us. The Mormon crickets came from this mountain 5 miles back. And when they're little bitty ones, you can kill them. But when they get bigger, they're scattered all over and you can't kill as many of them.
Spreading bait is the most effective way to treat the pests. Since the crickets are cannibalistic, Jaka says they'll kill themselves.
The Mormon crickets, they eat each other. And if one of them gets some poison and he's kind of hopping around and can't get it going, and then he dies and he's kicking, the rest of them start eating on him, and there's enough poison in the next one to kill that one.
Experts say this year could be a banner year for the crickets. They've taken over in areas where as many as 70 have been seen concentrated in just one square yard. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.